Hi, my name's Michelle Vendiola, and I am with the Community to Community Development and also the Red Line Sailor Sea. My Indian name is Taba Toniga, and I live here in Bellingham. And I want to share some information about the warrant that was served on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is called the Red Line Sailor Sea, formerly known as the Bellingham No Dapple Coalition. Our group is dedicated to standing up against Dakota Access Pipeline and also to other pipelines and fossil fuel extraction in this area that will impact tribal sovereignty and go against the Mother Earth. And we just feel it's really important to make a stand and to ask for better solutions for the future.
My name's Junga Subedar, and I'm with the Racial Justice Coalition and the Welcome Civil Rights Project and C2C. The Facebook page of Bellingham No Dapple, now called Red Line Salish Sea, was not about blocking the freeway, was not about commentary on individuals. It was for the purpose of making a political statement, taking a political position about the environment, and being in support of Standing Rock. The warrant failed to describe with particularity what they would be searching and seizing in this Facebook page. And the particularity is a requirement and a safeguard that has been put in place by the Supreme Court and many other case law to safeguard that right to expression and political speech. And when it's not there, such as in this warrant that was very broad, it should not be granted. And I think there was the Herald article that mentioned that it was narrow and specific. But if you read the actual warrant, it's very broad. And what it really wants and calls for is searching and seizing of, quote, all stored content for the Bellingham No Dapple Facebook page, which is approximately 1,700 members, admins, and visitors during the time period of February 5th through February 15th. That means all profile information, including linked personal profile IDs, status updates, messages, videos, photo, articles, wall posts, event posts, comments, tags, event info, including IDs of people going, interested, or invited to the events, and discussion posts. That's hugely broad. There's no particularity in that. And they also, in the warrant, they have what they call a two-step process where they would search, be allowed to search all of this, but only be able to, would be allowed to keep what is quote-unquote relevant to their investigation. And then the rest of the information would be sealed. But there has been case law, and the Supreme Court has looked at this as well and said that that is not a valid process. The Council for Bellingham No Dapple asked the judge to at least allow a third party or in-camera review of that information instead of giving all that information over to the prosecutor's office. And the judge denied that safeguard even. So basically, they're going to have access to all the information, and seizing part of it and not all of it doesn't really matter because the cat's out of the bag. All of that information they've seen already.
This warrant is going to impact 1,700 people. So, and it also sets precedents for cases like this to be used nationally. And I think that's a big concern for any of our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, and our Fourth Amendment rights, which are free from illegal search and seizure.
This creates a chilling effect, and that's why it's so important, and that's why our Supreme Court for many years have protected political speech and expression. Because what it will do is deter people from getting involved in expressing political views or opinions about their government or about other kinds of political activity, and shut down dissent. And dissent in their eyes, what they see is against the interests that they have. And this creates a fascist society like the one in Orwell's 1984. The information that the prosecutor's office will have now because of this search warrant that was granted will not just implicate people on this Facebook page or in regards to the particular event or protests that happened in February. They will have the identities of all these people who may engage possibly in other political speech and expression. And so if they do that, they will first look at the people that they have the names of and the identities of, and it'll make it much easier for them to go to them first whenever there's political activity or a protest or a rally in the future. That's why this is important, and that's why it can have a ripple effect of chilling all kinds of other political speech that our government, that our prosecutor's office, or our law enforcement, or our senators, like Senator Doug Erickson, does not agree with or is against their economic or political interests. And that's happened in history, where there's been witch hunts in the 50s and 40s, where they were trying to hunt down communists in our country. For sure, that's the effect it has. And we have to do everything. That's why we have to do everything we can to resist that.
Well, I just want to remind the people who have liked the page why we started the page to begin with, which is to raise awareness against the Dakota Access Pipeline, why we don't want it, and any kind of actions against the fossil fuels in this region. And now we're the Red Line Salish Sea, and with that we stand up against any kind of fossil fuels in this area. We look at why these things can be anti-Indigenous, and we need to stand together in solidarity up against any kind of anti-Indigenous policies, anti-Indigenous actions that will impact tribal nations and tribal sovereignty. And I know that the 1,700 people and even more folks out there are allies and supportive to tribal communities and tribal sovereignty, and which is why they have already liked the Facebook page. And I would request, the Red Line Salish Sea requests, that you continue to like and post and read and click on articles, not to let the warrant be a scare tactic to, which is what I think that the warrant is creating, is like a scare tactic or a fear amongst readers or people who visit the page. You know, in reality, this is an actual chilling effect to anyone who is thinking about standing up against this government or the wrongs that are happening in the world or nationally, that if any of us feel like we want to speak out, we start to have a second thought about it because we're afraid we're going to be targeted. But I would encourage everyone listening to not succumb to bullying from the prosecutor, from the sheriff, and from Doug Erickson, because they would all like to call us terrorists if they could, just for acting on our constitutional rights.